In New York's 108th State Assembly District, a Cohoes Republican is hoping to unseat a former city mayor going for a fifth term in Albany. Republican Petros Papanicolaou is running against four-term Democratic incumbent John McDonald for a seat representing all of Cohoes and Rensselaer and parts of Albany and Troy. McDonald, who is 58, is a licensed pharmacist who owns Mara's Pharmacy in Cohoes. After a fall of campaigning, he says the ongoing effects of the pandemic are a major campaign issue.
We know that COVID's there, but we need to also keep working to improve the economy and opportunity for everybody. I know there's a lot of concern about a second wave, and legitimately so. I think that the governor's approach now with the microclusters is more sensical. And quite frankly, as an upstate member who was dealing with a lot of frustration because a lot of the infection early on back in the spring of this year was in the city, and upstaters were basically upset that we were dealing with a downstate issue, now I think the message is very clear. If your community works to keep that infection rate low, you are rewarded. You are not penalized.
McDonald vows if reelected, he will be focusing on education funding, workforce development opportunities, and a comprehensive approach to the opioid crisis. The 52-year-old Papanicolaou is a resident of Cohoes, a city he characterizes as long neglected and in need of major infrastructure repair. He is critical of the green light law that gives undocumented immigrants access to state driver's licenses. Unlike McDonald, Papanicolaou has been keeping a low profile.
I did not campaign because of the corona. I don't believe anybody is going to open the door to somebody stranger, you know, trying to talk to them. But I love Cohoes. I've been here for 12 years. My wife owns a house, and I want to give back to the community. And that's the reason why I came into this country is, first of all, for education. I came in 1987. I have a bachelor's degree in economics and a master's degree in financial economics from SUNY Albany. And the other reason is my father was working for the American Embassy in Athens, Greece for almost 33 years. So I have a gratitude against the taxpayers for providing, you know, food and roof over my head. So I want to do the same thing. And that was the reason why I became a citizen in December of 2016.
Albany County Legislator Sam Fine, who lost the primary to McDonald, also appears on the ballot.
I'm not actively campaigning since I lost the Democratic primary in June, but you know, the Working Families Party, I think, is an important part of our political system. They hold our leaders accountable, push them to answer to working people over special interests, and have pushed for important policies like $15 minimum wage, in landmark climate change legislation. So you know, I'm using this as an opportunity to get out that message and also encourage people to vote in the Working Families line for Biden-Harris.
Fine adds he is not hoping to win the seat. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.